bones, marred what had once been simply stupendous. Another metaphor, she supposed, for the bright and beautiful, choked off and buried in the grasping. She'd need help with this part, she decided. Considerable help. However much she wanted to put her back into this project, get her hands into it, she couldn't possibly clear and hack, slash and burn, and redesign on her own. The budget would have to include a landscaping crew. She noted down the need to study old photographs of the gardens, to buy some books on landscaping to educate herself, and to contact local landscapers for bids. Standing, she scanned the ruined lawns, the sagging fences, the sad old barn that stood soot-gray and scarred from weather. There had been chickens once, or so she'd been told, a couple of pretty horses, tidy fields of crops, a small thriving grove of fruit trees. She wanted to believe, maybe needed to believe, she could bring all that back. That by the next spring, and all the springs after, she could stand here and look at all the budding, the blooming, the business of what had been her grandmother's, of what was now hers. She saw how it was, and how it once had been, through her own arctic blue eyes, shaded by the bill of a rock-the-house ball cap. Her hair, more honey than gold dust, threaded through the back of the cap in a long, messy tail.